مستحيلني وانا مستحيلني وانا ولي بابا مزيغو يانغو يو كوليوي مستحيلني وانا
Come away, one now, mama.
wonder. There is none like you, Lord. Wonder, wonder, wonder. Kuna kama wewe. Shiri gara baka sandiri. Oh, kuna kama wewe. Wonder, wonder. Kuna kama wewe. Ebona mabona rikabasha nikara bose diririri bosha karaba kabase di ayara bakase diririri kobasha karaba kashiki diririri bosa nariririri bosha yiri barakabashi diririri bakara boko basha diririri koraba kashiki diririri bosa nariraba yiri basa karaba boko basha karaba tiki diririri basa nararara rimaya karaba usen diririri kabasha karaba boko basa diririri kamba karaba se diririri basa nararara rimaya Carabo, she did a carabas, she did a carabas, Rimana carabas, she did a carabas, she did a carabacas, she did a carabacabo, Rimana carabas, she did a carabacas, carabo, she did a carabacas, Rimaya carabas, she did a carabas, and did a carabacas, she did a basada. Remana Karabaka shed Karabo Remayana de Carabos and Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this good morning. Makaraba shididididi koraba kashididididi remana mana bakashididididi karaba shidididididi karaba shindididididi ayarabu sidididididi karaba shandaradididi karaba sadaradididi boshadaraba oya karaba kashididididi bosandadididi basadarada karabo araba yaradada karabo shidididi karaba kashididi basadarada ombadiri baya karabo shidididi karaba shidididi karaba Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, oh God. Shere bara 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 Your name is exalted. Your name is exalted. Oh gosh. Shikiri barabaka sarada. Rimayana bo sendidididi. Karabashi didididididi. Baka sendidididi. Your name is exalted. Oh God. Sharaba chakarabo sikiriba. Rekaraba da karaba kashikidede marabo sididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid Rabadadadadadada Kambogo bakashiki dede basa Dadadadadada Mushiki de banaba karabusa Dadada Ribaya karabashiki dede Karabakashiki de banda Dadadada karabu Ribaya karabasiki dede Bashi dede ba Rikubasa karibushi dede ba Rikababushi dede Bashi dede ba Rimbuduko bashi dede Basa dadada Just pray unto the Lord Shakarabasa dede basa Dadadada Orikabashi dede Receives all the glory. She get a barabas, she get a barabu. Rebaya karabu, she get a bas. Da 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 karabu. Da 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 karabu. She da 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 ba. I am a she da 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 karabu. She da 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 ba. Kashi da da da. I am a she da 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 mo. She da karabu. She get a da ba. Am ba da 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 karabu. She da 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 karabu. Kashi get a da 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 mo. Kobashi da da da. There is none like our God. She da baraba. Kashi da da da. Hakuna kama we we. Kuri ba she get a. Bona wama bona Yakuna kama wewe Rikaraba shede de 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 basa da 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 da. Oh you deserve it all, you did sin. Araba shede de 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 kabusa da 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 ba. Ambaya da 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 de karaba. You deserve it all. Shikiri bara karaba kashike de 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 karaba shede da. You conquered sin and the grave shede karaba shede de 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 de. You defeated death oh karaba kashike de 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 kashike de. Oh where is death you extinguish karaba kashike de. Where is grave thy victory? You silence every work of the evil one. You silence every work of darkness. You destroyed every foundation of the enemy. We thank you, Lord. That you do mighty things. You do mighty things. Oh, your destiny. Nothing is impossible with you. Oh, you deserve the honor, you deserve the praise, oh God. We have seen your faithfulness. We have seen your faithfulness. Oh, your grace has sustained us. Your grace has sustained us. In difficult moments, we have seen your faithfulness. We have seen your faithfulness. Indeed, you scatter every planting of the evil one. Every work of darkness is being destroyed. Every planting of the evil one is scattered in the name of Jesus. You're taking us to another level. From one level of glory to another. One level of glory to another. Shakarabas de Karabas de. We're growing. Orabashi de Karabashi de Karab. Rekarabas de Karabas de Karabakabas de. You're increasing on the barabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabashikabash Let down your nets for a big catch, big catch, a 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 big catch. Oh, Hakuna Kama, wewe. Buona wama, buona, Hakuna Kama, wewe. Yarabakasana na 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 ba shini de 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 bo sana da karaba shini de 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 ba ora ba ba shiki de de ba da ba kasana da 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 ho shini de 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 bo ba ka shiki de 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 bo shiki de ba rikari ba shiki de 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 bo shini de de karaba ka shiki de 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 bo shini de de karaba shini de Mokore mashi ke de 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 moshi de 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 karaboshi ke de 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 karaboshi de 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 ora bakasi ke de de moshi ke de 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 moshi de 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 moshi de 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 re karaba moshi de 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 re mana baba
now
We need you, Kora Baba 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 We launch out into the deep water, Kaba Baba 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 Carabos in the Caraba, Recaraba, Baba, Baba, The spirit searches the deep things of God and reveals them to us. Shikini ba 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 ba. Shikini de. It searches the depths of the hearts of God. Shikini ba 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 ba. Shikini de ba 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 ba. All the things of the spirit are foolishness to the carnal man. Shikini ba 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 ba. Shikini de de de. Ka ba 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 ba. Shikini ra ba 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 ba. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Shikini ba na kanda de 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 ba. Shikini karabu si de de de. You're welcome. Shikini ba 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 ba. Shikini de karabu si de. To reverse every dead situation. Sharabata kara. I welcome you, I welcome you, Lord. Shakara Baba 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 Ribana carabo, shake it in the bass and then the carabos and then the bar. Ricabo, shake it in the bash, and the bass and then the devocobar. Macadidi, Ricadibas and another bush, shake it in the bass and then the carabos and then the carass and then the macarabash and another dash, and then the nut, shake it in the macash, and then the bush, and then the car. Let your spirit flow, shake it in the bass, and then the baba, shake it in the carabas and then let your healing flow. Let your power flow. Let your anointing flow. Let your grace flow. We demonstrate power. We release power. We anoint power. Power to heal the sick. Power to raise the dead. Power to make the lame walk. Power to make men great. Power to raise up men for the gospel. He gave us the power to become sons of God. Power to make disciples. To make the Gentiles obedient. Power to reach out to the nations, to enter the lost places. To establish your work. To establish your kingdom over the land. To establish your grace over causes. To establish your mercy over this land. Your mercy overflows. Your mercy overflows. Your favor. Overflow, our families are sheltered. Our children are covered with the blood of Jesus. Our families are covered. Our spouses are blessed. Our parents are healed. Oh God. In your presence there's fullness of joy. In your presence there are pleasures evermore. In your grace we experience your mercy. In your grace we experience your faithfulness. In your grace we experience your hand. Oh yes, Lord.
both in the front, in the back,
Kunakama, wewe. There's not like you.
It's Almighty God.
Oh, there is not like you. Oh, Lord of Lords, there is none like you, Lord.
I commit my children
in Lord of Lords, there is none like you, oh God. There is none like you, oh God. Oh, Hakuna kama wewe.
God, equipping them, oh God, to fulfill. Almighty God, indeed, Almighty God, they shall wonders, Almighty God, great leaders of their generation, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
No one else can touch my heart. Like you do.
I pray, oh Lord, good Father, that your love and mercy shall be upon them, oh God.
I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you.
Almighty God, that you shall show them mercy, oh God. May your love and
there is none like you.
Oh Lord of Lords, oh God, you the God.
No one else can touch my heart like you do.
Father, and those that we made and have spoken, oh God, we pray
I
and
could
thank
search you. For all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. David. Thank you, Jesus. Indeed, we declare there is none like you in the heavens and on the earth, under the earth, in this age, in the age to come. You are God, and we are grateful, Lord God. Thank you for this morning. Thank you that you've given us the grace to just worship you, to just hear from you, to be guided by you, to be led by you, to be taught by you. I pray that your presence, that your sweet presence will cover us and teach us your ways. May we experience your hand, your favor, and your mercy. I pray all this trusting and believing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Good.
God is good all the time, and all the time that's his nature. So it's another good morning, yeah, that God has given us to worship him, to be alive, to just be in his presence. And it's always a great blessing. It's something I do not take for granted. I know it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by the Spirit of God. And I'm grateful to God for, you being able, being available, and those also who will listen later. You know, it is God, and I know he always gathers us that we can learn from him and we can hear him. Yeah, so we've been learning on praying in the Spirit. Actually, there's quite an extensive series on prayer, and we've started looking at the helper, the person who helps us pray, and this is the Holy Spirit. And we are answering the question, what does it mean to pray in the Spirit? And this is a teaching that continues from yesterday's teaching, so you can find it. It's the last teaching before this, and the question we're asking is, what does it mean to pray in the Spirit? And we read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, where it tells us that pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And what we were seeing and what we were learning is that one of the armors of God, one of the full armors of God that as Christians we must constantly put, we must constantly place, we must constantly do is to pray in the Spirit. King James puts it as praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and Spirit is capital, and watching there unto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So one of the things that we say there, we could consider it that there are three main ways that we can define praying in the Spirit. And the first aspect, we say that you must be spiritually alive. Anyone that is not born again, anyone that has not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, cannot enter or see the kingdom of God. That means when you are born again, you are born of the Spirit of God. That means you have accepted God and Jesus in your life, and by that he has given birth to your spirit, and you are now a newborn creation, and spiritually you are a new creation. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, and the old has gone and the new has come. So I believe that God, the various things that he wants us to learn and to understand. And so the first thing that you said is that except a man be born again, he cannot see, he cannot experience, he cannot have insight into the kingdom of God. So the first thing that we need to be able to pray in the Spirit is that we need to be born again. And this is the difference between, you will find many religious leaders, many scholars, many theologians, they can quote the entire Bible, even people from other faiths, they can quote it, but because they lack the Spirit, they will never understand it. And spiritual things are discerned by spiritual people, and that tells us that if you are born again, then you can pray in the Spirit and you can have understanding of spiritual things, and then you can become what we call a spiritual man. And what Paul describes, that the man of the Spirit, the spiritual man, understands spiritual things and holds judgment for all things. And then we also say that for you to pray in the Spirit, that means it is prayer that is aided and enabled by the Holy Spirit. And this, we are able to look at what is the help of the Holy Spirit in prayer, and looking at Romans chapter 8 from verse 28, from verse 26, and we can just start from 26, where it says, likewise, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all our hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us, believers, in harmony with God's own will. So the Spirit searcheth the hearts. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints in accordance to the will of God. So praying in the Spirit is also prayer that is aided by the Spirit of God. And this means that as you are praying, and we describe that experience, as you are praying, as you're worshiping God, God starts to bring in ideas. God starts to bring in people. God starts to remind you of your relatives, of people who you have not thought of in a long time, and of people who need prayer. And also God starts to give you instructions, because prayer is a place also of instructions. You must go to God in a way that you're ready to hear from him, you're ready to listen, and there's always the speakings of God when we are in communion with God. Prayer is never one way. It's only that we are not taught, we are not sensitive, or we do not even put our hearts to it, or even we are not just spiritually alive, then it becomes just a religious activity. Remember, we've been learning about intimacy in prayer, and God is concerned that our hearts must be involved in the prayer. And so prayer that is aided by the Spirit of God is a prayer that when you're praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit guides you, the Holy Spirit leads you, the Holy Spirit even enables you, and even it gets to a point where the Holy Spirit prays through you. When it says that the Spirit that searches all things, remember we said it's like the Google search. It's searching. It is searching the heart of God. So one thing that you can be praying, even like when you're praying in tongues, as you pray in tongues, let your mind be engaged. Let your heart be engaged. And as your heart is engaged, there's something that God will be helping you to search. Maybe you have a scripture that you've not been understanding. You can be praying. As you're praying in the Spirit, as you're concerned, as you're thinking of things of the Spirit, then... And you're asking God in your heart, even while you're praying in tongues or you're asking, then what happens is that God starts to break that mystery. God starts to demystify it, and you will find that something that you did not understand will start to make sense. And this can apply for the Bible. This can apply for your future. This can apply for your children. If there is something that is troubling you as you're praying, as you're worshiping God, as you're in the Spirit, as you're focusing on things of God, then what happens is that you start to search out. You start to search out. The Spirit of God searches the heart of God. And one thing that we know is that God reveals the things that they are freely given. That means the Spirit of God searches the heart of God, searches the deep things of God, the depths of God, the bottomless things of God. So we have a search engine of God that searches the mind of God. And so you can know the mind of God for any situation. And so if you engage, if you take time, if you spend time with Him, then you will be able to pray in the Spirit, and He will aid you in the Spirit. He will tell you what to pray for, because we do not know what to pray for and how to pray for. And as you pray, then you will find that He has carried you. I don't know who among us who knows that experience, that prayer is first of all mechanical. What does that mean by that? It starts first of all like an engine. You know, like when you're starting a car, there's that moment where the oil has to flow, and the car will shake at the beginning. It will be like go. But then after the oil has begun to flow, then the machines, the engines, they flow. So prayer starts from your effort. It starts from your mechanical force. So as you start that, then now the Holy Spirit, you get to a point where the engines kick in, and where the Holy Spirit, the oil starts to flow, and you start to realize that you're now flowing. You're gliding. If it was a plane, you're attempting to take off, and then you take off, and then it gets to a point where you're gliding, and then you realize in that place of gliding, you're now just flowing in the Spirit. You're not struggling. You've hit the right note. Now that is where you're getting to the point where you're praying in the Spirit. And then the third thing that we talked about, that prayer in the Spirit also is also praying in tongues. And this is one of the most topics that people find very controversial. What is speaking in tongues? What is praying in tongues? What is the gift of speaking in tongues? Is it that, what are you saying? How does it happen? Why has it not happened for me? And various people will always have questions and questions and questions and arguments. But one thing I will say is this. Praying in tongues is an experience that God has given and has released, and God, through the prophecy and through the work of God and the word of God, He has released and is available for every believer. Now many people will say, but the scriptures themselves also say, do all speak in tongues? And the reality is, we find that not many believers speak in tongues or believe in tongues, and that is because I personally believe that they have not had a full understanding of it, or others have been taught wrongly. There are those who are of the cessationism. These are people who believe that the gifts, miracles, speaking in tongues, all these things ended in the early church, that they were just needed for that initial phase of the church. And after the initial phase of the church was done, then they are no longer needed. There are those who don't believe in it completely. There are those who practice it. And so it is one of those areas that the church is not mostly in agreement with, but speaking in tongues is a blessing of God that you should desire God to experience if you have not, and if you have done, you should continually engage yourself in it for the glory of God. So I would love to differentiate three aspects of speaking in tongues. And the first thing that I will say, there is speaking in tongues, which is the prayer language. And let me put it this way. There is speaking in tongues, there is praying in tongues, which is quite similar, and then there's the gift of speaking in tongues. There's speaking in tongues, the prayer language. Then there's praying in tongues. So maybe let me just simplify it. I will divide it into two. Speaking in tongues, the prayer language, and the gift of speaking in tongues. So now, starting with speaking in tongues, the prayer language. Now, I will say speaking in tongues, the prayer language, is a prayer language that is available to all believers. Why do I say that? I say that because praying or speaking in tongues, the prayer language, so basically that is praying in tongues, this is where you pray to God directly from your spirit. No one understands it, and even you yourself may not have understanding of it. And most of the times your mind is unfruitful, but what you're doing is that you're communicating directly to your Father, and the Father understands it. And maybe let us just quickly jump to some of the scriptures that speak of praying in tongues. And that is, we can find in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and I just want us to go to it, then we shall look at some of the verses that are captured there. So 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and this is one of the key areas that teaches us and provides the doctrine and guidance for speaking in tongues. Okay, so I will read from New Living Translation, and where necessary I will check King James. So I will start from verse 1. It says, let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives. Right here we are talking about spiritual gifts, especially the ability to prophesy. So we're told, eagerly follow after charity, follow after love, and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, and especially the ability to prophesy. And this prophecy is not the prophecy that we think of, or come I tell you your name, your bank account, or what. This prophecy is the gift of speaking a new word to people, like what I'm doing to you. I'm prophesying to you. I'm teaching you the word of God. I'm teaching you from God's spirit, what God has deposited in my spirit, and I am releasing grace and teaching. So that is a prophecy. So I'm prophesying. So especially the ability to prophesy. And there's a reason why we are being told to desire the gift of prophecy. Verse 2, it says, For if you have the ability to speak in tongues, you will be talking only to God, since people won't be able to understand you. You will be speaking by the power of the Spirit, but it will all be mysterious. But the one who prophesies strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the entire church. Verse 5, I wish you could all speak in tongues, but even more, I wish you could all prophesy. For prophecy is greater than speaking in tongues unless someone interprets what you are saying so that the whole church will be strengthened. Verse 6, dear brothers and sisters, if I should come to you speaking in an unknown language, how would that help you? But if I bring you a revelation or some special knowledge or prophecy or teaching, that will be helpful. Even lifeless instruments like the flute or the harp must play the notes clearly, or no one will recognize the melody. And if the bugler doesn't sound a clear call, how will the soldiers know they are being called to battle? It is the same for you. If you speak to people in words they don't understand, how will they know what you are saying? You might as well be talking into empty space. Verse 10, there are many different languages in the world, and every language has meaning. But if I don't understand a language, I will be a foreigner to someone who speaks it, and the one who speaks it will be a foreigner to me. And the same is true for you. Since you are so eager to have the special abilities the Spirit gives, seek those that will strengthen the whole church. Verse 13, so anyone who speaks in tongues should pray also for the ability to interpret what has been said. For if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I am saying. Well then, what shall I do? I will pray in the spirit, and I will also pray in words I understand. I will sing in the spirit, and I will also sing in words I understand. For if you praise God only in the Spirit, how can those who don't understand you praise God along with you? How can they join you in giving thanks when they don't understand what you are doing? You will be giving thanks very well, but it won't strengthen the people who hear you. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than any of you, but in a church meeting, I would rather speak 5 understandable words to help you others than 10,000 words in an unknown language. Dear brothers and sisters, don't be childish in your understanding of these things. Be innocent as babes when it comes to evil, but be mature in understanding matters of this kind. It is written in the scriptures, I will speak to my own people through strange languages and through the lips of foreigners, but even then they will not listen to me. So you see that speaking in tongues is a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophecy, however, is for the benefit of believers, not unbelievers. Even so, if unbelievers or people who don't understand these things come into your church meeting and hear everyone speaking in an unknown language, they will think you are crazy. But if all of you are prophesying and unbelievers or people who don't understand these things come into your meeting, they will be convicted of sin and be judged by what you say. As they listen, their secret thoughts will be exposed, and they will fall to their knees and worship God, declaring, God is truly here. Now, I want you to understand the background why Paul took this time to write to the Corinthian church. Now, remember, the Corinthian church were eagerly gifted. They were eagerly exercising their various spiritual gifts. They were prophesying, they were speaking mysteries, they were praying in tongues, they were speaking in tongues. You know, they were having revelations, they were having insights. But now Paul was trying to bring order to the church, you understand? Because they had gotten to the point where they can enter a church service and from beginning to the end, they're just speaking in tongues. Or prophesying, you know, they're just speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. And Paul was like, guys, let's be orderly. I am not forbidding anyone from speaking in tongues. But when you come to church, Please, at least ask God to that you should prophesy. Because if you prophesy, you're speaking to the church, you're speaking to the congregation, you're encouraging them, you're teaching them a word, you're giving them an instruction, you're giving them, and when they hear you prophesy, their hearts will be convicted. And this is what happens when there's true prophecy in the church. When there's true, and remember prophecy, I'm speaking of preaching, not can I go deeper, man of God. It is prophecy is the speaking of God's word. The God gave you a message and you're releasing that message to the people. Now, as you're preaching and you're prophesying to people, what happens is that people are genuinely convicted of sin and their hearts are exposed and they say, oh, God is here. I need to repent. That is the evidence of prophesying. And it says the person that prophesies encourages the church. The person that is prophesies edifies the church, builds the church. The church is encouraged. The church is strengthened. And Paul was telling them, guys, please. And desire to have the gifts that build the church. The gifts that build the church. And he tells them that I pray in tongues more than all of you. More than all of you. And that's why Paul did not forbid the speaking in tongues. And even it's later on you will read in this chapter that do not forbid the speaking in tongues. He says, I prophesy, I speak in tongues more than all of you. But when I am before you, I wish that I would rather speak intelligibly to you. So now what we are seeing is that praying, and he says later on we have read that, I will pray in the spirit, but I will also pray with my mind or with my words. So we are being told that it is I that pray. You praying in tongues is a choice. I don't know if you get me. It is the individual that prays in tongues. Okay? So some people believe that praying in tongues, you will have to be possessed, in quotes, by the Holy Spirit, in that you will have no control over your own faculty, you'll have no control over your mouth, you'll have no control over your tongue, you will have no control over your body, and it is the Holy Spirit who will pray in tongues for you. Now, that is not true, because if you are doing, if that was to happen, then you will cease being a human being, you will become what we call a medium. And you see, mediums are those, you know, I think those who understand, when are those people who they get to a point, they put themselves in a trance, and then now they allow a spirit to speak through them. And that is mostly done in witchcraft. Now, when we speak in tongues, it is you, the individual, that speaks. I pray in tongues. I speak in tongues. And even the Bible, when the early church, when they spoke in tongues, they spoke in tongues. It is not the Holy Spirit that spoke in tongues. The Bible says they, who is it they? The church spoke in tongues. The believers spoke in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. So when you speak in tongues, it is the Holy Spirit that gives you the words. And as you exercise yourself, as you by faith you speak in tongues, then the Holy Spirit will give you the language. Now, as a child, children learn by imitation. Children learn, they take time to grow in their language. Likewise, also, this praying in tongues or speaking in tongues is a prayer language that is learned and that is taught by the Holy Spirit. The more you by faith exercise yourself in praying or speaking in tongues, the more that you receive greater utterance and you receive greater vocabulary, you receive greater depths of speaking in tongues, and because speaking or praying in tongues is praying directly to God. The Bible says the person who speaks in tongues will be talking only to God, praise directly to God, and God understands. It is a mystery. Remember, the Bible is full of mysteries. Praying in tongues is another mystery. And I will assure you, anyone who has met people who are doing witchcraft or who are doing what they will tell you. They don't like believers who pray in tongues. They will tell you, I don't understand what they are doing. This prayer that you are doing is confusing. Why? Because it is a language that speaks directly to God. Angels don't understand it. Demons don't understand it. It is only God the Spirit. God our Father, who is Spirit, understands it directly. And every believer should desire the gift to speak, the ability to speak in tongues. And I believe that every believer has the ability to speak in tongues, but not every believer exercises that ability to speak in tongues, either because they have not been taught, they have not come to a full understanding of it, or there's fear, or they think they're expecting the Holy Spirit to speak for them. And because of that, then they lack the ability, or they lack the, not really the ability, they do not exercise their given ability to speak. Just like a child. A child is born with the ability to speak, but the child learns to speak. The child has to exercise that ability. When that child is engaged, stimulated, then the child is able to speak. Likewise, when you're born again, when you're born into the kingdom of God, your spirit is alive. There are various abilities that are inherent in you. Until you exercise them, until you edify yourself, until you build yourself, until you are taught of it, then you will not really come to the point of truth. So praying in tongues or speaking in tongues, ideally, is the speaking in another language. Now, I will say that you could be speaking in a language that exists on the earth. That means you can be praying in tongues in Turkish, in Armenian, in Hebrew, and this is a language specifically that you have not been taught, you have not learned. And this is something that, for example, the apostles, when they received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they spoke in tongues in languages that were of the people in that area, of Medes, of Persia, of what, and people understood them. So that is also a form of speaking in tongues, which is in other languages, which is in other tongues of people that exist on the earth. But there is also the speaking in tongues of the heavenly language, of the language of God, which is directly speaking in tongues to God, who God understands it, and even you yourself, you don't understand it. And that is why it is an act of faith. You speak in tongues by faith. You speak in tongues by faith, you exercise by faith, and that's why I say it's like being a child. Either you're going to believe it as a spiritual, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who believe it, but for us it is the power of God. To the unbelievers, the message of the cross is foolishness. That's why it's like saying, I'd rather be a fool for Christ. Are you ready to submit yourself to being a fool for Christ? Because it's no longer an act of your reason. It's no longer an act that people will say it's intelligible. It's, you can do it, you understand it. But the Bible also tells us that as you pray in tongues, you can ask God to help you interpret it. Now, interpretation does not mean you will know word for word. You'll start saying, te-te is ah-ah, no. Interpretation is expressing the meaning that you've gotten in another language that you understand. So interpretation, as you could pray in tongues, let's say for 2 minutes, and the interpretation that the Holy Spirit will give you is just, peace be with you. So you understand. So interpretation is expression of the meaning that God gives you. So after you've prayed in tongues and you ask God, but what was I praying for? Then God will tell you, oh, you're praying for your mother, for her health. And she is healed. You understand? So interpretation is what the Holy Spirit gives you understanding for when you ask of him. And the Bible tells us that when you pray in tongues, ask God for the interpretation and he will give you. Then the other important aspect that I wanted to say, now there is discipline in how you pray in tongues or where to speak in tongues. So you say, if you're the leader of the service and you're standing before people and you're speaking to them, then speak in English or speak in the language they understand. But once you start to pray, and at this point you've asked people to pray and they're praying, and you're also praying for yourself, you're not giving an instruction, there's nothing wrong with praying in tongues. If you're on the pulpit and you've already given people the instruction, you're also edifying and strengthening yourself, and you're communing with God. So I don't believe that people who argue that you should not speak in tongues in the pulpit, I think they are. I think you can exercise your gift, and you edify yourself. At that point, you're edifying yourself because you're leading prayer. You've already given prayer direction. People are praying, and as well, also you also need to engage in the same prayer, because we are taking people where we ourselves are going or have gone, and we are taking them there. And so, when you pray in tongues, the Bible says, build yourself up in the most holy faith. You're like a building, you're edifying yourself. So, in simplicity, praying in the Spirit is also praying in tongues. And I will stop there for today. We will continue later on. So we'll have us two teachings today on this, and I pray that God will give you the grace to understand. So just subscribe and follow the channel, and I believe that you shall be able to learn more. So we'll continue on understanding speaking in tongues and the link with baptism in the Holy Spirit. So that is what we will cover in a much longer teaching later on today. So just for now, we'll stop there because our time is gone, and I pray that by the grace of God, we shall have another time. So, my brother, you're welcome. If you have any questions for this moment, you can ask, and then if there's something that is not clear, please feel free.
Thank you, Tim. I think it is clear.
Yeah.
I just took God for the grace to be able to speak in tongues. Mm-hmm.
Say. Amen. Amen. Okay, so... yeah, so we shall continue. I think our challenge is time, but we shall continue, and I pray that God will give us another time. So please follow and subscribe and share, and I know that God will bless you through this channel and through this message. Okay, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, I thank you for your word of instruction. I thank you for the word of prophecy. Thank you for the word of strengthening. I thank you for the word of revelation that you give us. Indeed, we do not take it for granted. We know it is not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit. And even as we hear from you, as we are taught by you, as we learn of you, that Lord, you shall continue to teach us and help us, oh God. I thank you for my brother, my sister, who has been desiring the gift and the ability, that Lord, you give them the faith to exercise it, and that Lord, they should know that it is in them. The ability is in them, and they are able to do it, and all they need is just to exercise their faith in you, and you shall teach them the language, and they shall learn it, and they shall grow in the things of God, and they shall be built up, O God. I pray for understanding. I come against every hindrance, every thought that is contrary to your will, that does not make it possible for us to understand or to pray in tongues. I bind it in the name of Jesus. I pray for the desire that gave us the desire and the full understanding. And indeed, you say, if we ask of the Father, the Lord, you shall give us. And I pray that you shall give us this gift. We honor you and we adore you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. Let's meet up again later on. God bless.